Okay, we are trying to find my bearings here. We are continuing in the Inyanim of Tefillah, and last time we did, I think the last thing we did was Vav Yud Zayin, was Revolva on Pei Dalid, or starts on Pei Gimel, but it finishes on Pei Dalid. So let us now go to, again, we're going to continue with these little pieces from the Ali Shur from Revolva. So the next one is on the bottom of the next page, Vav Chof Beis. Vav Chof Beis. So Revolva Zichron Levracha says, Lefi Mare Einenu, Misnagim kol inyone ha'olam al pisibo misayviv. The way we see things, the way the world runs, is that there are cause and effects. There's a sibo and there's a misayviv. There's a sibo and there's a misayviv. There's a cause and effect to everything. For example, ha'adam ani, why is a person poor? Because he's not good at anything. He's not good at anything. He's a mele. He can't earn a living. He's a sick person. Rachmana litzlan, because teirasha, he says, means a machlash yarsh mimailidav. Some genetics that came and played a role. A virus or a virus, something. Why is he not successful in his learning? It's not his fault. You just see, he's not a talented person. He doesn't have these talents. So that's how the world views things, and that's how we view things. That there's always a cause and an effect. If a person finds himself in a situation, so he tries to figure out what the cause is that brought him to that situation. So says Rav Volva, v'hine anachnu tzrichim lifo ba'atzmeinu ladas, what a person's job is, a person has to work on himself to come to the understanding that there's no such thing. The reason the person is in a situation is not because there's some physical cause that put him into that situation. Rather, everything is dependent on the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that this person is supposed to be in a certain situation, that's why he's in that situation. If the Rebbeinu Shel wants him to get out of that situation, it makes no difference if there was some type of cause that al pi derech hateva he should still be in that situation. It's not going to happen. So he says, "Hare kol tvila misnageshes im choyk habarzel shel sibo umesayvev." The concept of tvila is at odds with this ironclad rule of cause and effect. When a person is davening, the concept of tefillah is that just because I'm in a situation doesn't mean that I have to be here. It's only because Hashem wants me to, and if He wants to change it, He could change it. There's 400 causes that put me here, and therefore those aren't changing, so why should my situation change? Tefillah is in direct conflict and opposite of this rule, this physical rule of nature of cause and effect. Uva onu tzrichim lifroit es muskol harishon hazeh shel hasibatius. And with tefillah is the way that a person, number one, it itself is at odds with it, and through it, a person breaks through this normal reaction that he has, this muskel harishayin, that there are things, that there are cause and effects, and therefore, instead of putting our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we see things is we have to deal with the cause. Let's figure out what the cause is and get rid of that cause. Now, avad in the world of ishtadlus, we got to put that all together. There's a concept of ishtadlus, and a person has to go through the motions of doing things in Olam Hazeh that the Rebbeinu Shalom told him he has to do. So if Chas V'Shalom, a person is, Rahman Aslan, sick with some type of virus, so even though he has the Amun and Bitachin comes from the Rabbi Nishalayim, again, unless you fit into some klal, like the Ramban says, of the biggest maminim in the world, they don't deal with doctors. They deal straight with the Rabbi Nishalayim. Okay, there's a Gansa Machlaikis, if everyone agrees to that Ramban or not, but For regular, normal people, we have to go through the motions of ishtadlus. And we talked about in the Chayvus HaLevavos Shiur and Barichus recently, the Chayvus HaLevavos and Paragimel deals with the whole, in Shaar Bitach and Paragimel, deals with the whole inyan of what's the point of ishtadlus and how it's not a stira to Amuna. So Mimela, when we come to Davin, we have to break out of this box that we're in, that there are cause and effects, and that's really what the cause is. Of course, a person has to deal with the cause in the world of ishtadlus and has to do his best to try to see how he's going to get rid of that cause. But bottom line, he has to know that it's really all from the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Rabbeinu Shalom could change anything. We have to go through the motions. That's what Hashem wants us to do. He wants us to go through these motions. So, but tefillah is the way, number one. It in itself is at odds, and that's the way a person trains himself to realize that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Umiyad baschileinu lispalel onutzrichim lisroimem lemabot shalemayla minateva. When we begin to daven, the first thing we have to do is lift ourselves above what it means to be in Teva and Adaraba. We're not in a world of Teva anymore. When we enter Tefillah, we're entering the world of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and in the world of the Rabbeinu Shalom, anything could be changed. Hakol biyadai. Everything is from him, and anything could change. It's all up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. What his millions of cheshbainas are, that's not necessarily our business. But our business is, as we said last time, is to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, demonstrate our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the one who is really in charge here. And that's what tefillah does. So tefillah, zoisi avoides ha-tefillah. Tefillah is to break ourselves out of the world of teva. This world of teva, the way we see it. So tefillah in itself, he's saying, the whole concept is connected. And when a person uses the concept properly, slowly but surely, he's able to break away from this muskel rishon, as he calls it, the way the person views this world, that there are this... things are here only because of the cause. Now, continues Rav Volba in the next piece, and he says, "Behagia eis tefila mishalosh tefila shalaya im yaniach chalasoka v'yispalo." He quotes the Sefer Chaim LaRosh. The Rishon, the Rosh, writes that when tefillah, the time for tefillah comes, a person should leave over all of his business, yaniach chalasagav, anything that he's busy with, he should put to the side and he should daven. So says Rav Volba, Keitzad manichin es kol ha'asakim. How does one do this? How does one accomplish this? Asherak lifnei rega hayinu shkuyim bohem, ad kidei shichas atzmenu. Until the moment before davening, we were totally involved in our asakim, our business, everything we're taking care of. So much so, sometimes we forget ourselves, we forget our own needs. We're so involved in our business and whatever we need to do. And all of a sudden, it comes, comes time to daven, a person's supposed to just, out of his mind, it's not think about it anymore. It caused us to forget ourselves. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to forget about everything we've been involved in. So says Rav Volba, how do you do that? It's very similar to the piece before. It's Bechlal not even in the same chelek where he's picking them out from, but it's a similar theme. And that is that the only way for a person to truly remove himself from his asakim, to be able to daven, is if he knows that the only way he's going to be successful in his business and in his life is through davening. Davening is needed for all that success. Barak al yidei hatzvila nirega masokim elu be'arnachon uvakon amidu hamiti. And the truth is, through tzvila, a person's able to see his business in the proper light. Like, again, this goes back to the concept of ishtadlus and emuna. Person has to work. What the Rabbeinu Shalom needs us to work to give us parnasa. Rabbeinu Shalom give us parnasa from anything. He doesn't need us to do anything to give us parnasa. And the fact of the matter is, kol mazaynos of shaladam ksuvin loy mirash hashana rosh hashana, Kadosh Baruch already decided how much we're going to earn and how much food we're going to have. Zelamai, for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go through the motions of ishtadlus. he wants us to believe that really the Ishtadlus is not what's giving us our parnasa. Our Rebbeinu Shalom is giving us our parnasa. However, he wants us to go through the motions. The Chayv HaSalavava said two reasons why a person needs to do Ishtadlus. Number one is to keep him busy. Keep him busy. If a person who does nothing to do, so he ends up either going crazy or being involved in averus and all different types of things. So it's here to keep a person busy, number one. And number two, it's here to test a person. See, a person is tested throughout his life in his ishtadlus. Is he going to follow the Torah? Is he not going to follow the Torah? Is he going to follow the halacha? He's not going to follow the halacha. It doesn't, none of those things necessarily have an impact on his success if he's going to earn his money or not. That's up to the Rabbeinu Shalom if he's going to send him money this month or not. The Rabbeinu Shalom just wants to see if a person in his challenges, he's going to be tested and see where he's what he's going to choose. So the Rabbeinu Shalom, so our work and all these things are ishtadlus. So when a person comes to davening, and especially if you go with the piece that we're saying before, that the whole point of davening is to break this whole idea of cause and effect. So we think you work, you earn money. The cause is to work, and the effect is that you earn the money. Then all of a sudden you walk into a world of tefillah that says, hey, that's not true. There's no such thing as cause and effect. There's a Rabbeinu Shalom of here. Baruch Aleinu, Atochainu Ladam Das, Refainu. There's all types of things here that all of a sudden put the rest of our day into the proper perspective. Kosha lihisraches, it's hard to concentrate. Dimyoinus and machshavas mafriyim, you have all different types of thoughts and ideas coming to your mind and it's bothering you when you're davening. Simenhu, that's a sign. Kitaram ishlachnu as kol asokim mineged, that you haven't really taken care of yourself. You haven't put all of your asokim on the side. Vigamli kasharnu oisam imatzvila, and you haven't yet understood truly what all of your asakim, how they are tied into tvila. Because if you understood how they're tied into tvila, you would realize that the success of that asak is the tvila. So why are you busy, excuse me, with new ideas coming to your mind, how to do this and how to do that knach and all these things? That's only because you think for this moment you're on pause here from your business, and Mamela, it's sort of like waste of your time, but in regards to the business part of it, there's time being lost here. But if you realize that tefillah is part of the business as well, tefillah is part of the ishtadlus as well, it's all part, it's intertwined with each other. And adarabba, the more a person is kosher ima tefillah, perhaps the more successful he'll be in his business, because he realizes the amuna that he has, that it's all from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So then it's much easier to throw everything behind. It's much easier to get rid of all the thoughts, because you have everything in the proper perspective.
Wouldn't kavana be that I think about my asakim during Shemoneh Esrei?
No, because
exactly what I'm asking for.
Well, it depends. It depends. It depends. Yes and no. In other words, it depends what you're thinking about. If you're able to take your asakim in your mind and actually channel them into your tefillah, like we said last week, the concept of when a person davens, they should go into detail of exactly what they need and how much that they need. So if a person's really able to channel it that way, so that's really putting the tefillah, connecting the tefillah to the asakim. Because then you're saying, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I don't know what I'm doing here. Here are the ideas that I have. If these are the right things to be matzliach, give me hatzlacha. If they're not the right things that are going to give me hatzlacha, don't give me hatzlacha. Give me other ideas. If a person's able to put that in and tie it into the tefillah, so then yes, then it's not a good idea. Because then, like we said last week, the more in detail you go, the more you show that it's all dependent on the Rabbeinu Shalom. But we're talking about over here, Baruch Aleinu or Refainu Atachainin, and then your mind's wandering, not tying the tefillah to your asakim. You got to keep on pulling yourself. You know, idea just popped in my mind. Oh, I got to get back. Got to keep on pulling yourself away from where your mind is wandering. That's what he's referring to. So if you could tie them together, so you're right, it's the best way. You're actually putting it all into the amuna. But he's talking about where the person things are. Like he says, Dimyoinus u'machshavis mafriyim, they're bothering the person, right? They're staring the person because he's trying to daven and concentrate, and meanwhile, all of a sudden, his mind's wandering to the last deal, the next deal he has to make, and he's got to pull himself back. So that person yet has not detached himself enough and/or tied his tefillah enough to the asakim. Okay, so now he continues in the next piece, which is actually a continuation. And he says, Minat Zayrech, it's necessary, Lishkayach es kol ha'inyanim chutz me'atvilah. That what a person has to do is try to forget all other things except for davening. This moment you have one job in front of you, and that is the tefillah. Gisha zois deireshes menuchas nefesh b'shas ha-tefillah. He says, to be able to really daven properly, a person has to be at peace, he has to be calm, he has to have menuchas ha-nefesh. Ha'atzbani hazeh, a person who is... Atzbani means he's like impatient. What?
Restless,
right. Restless is a good word. Asher kol milos tefilos roit v'zachas es hashnia. He doesn't have the patience. So each word is just running into the next one. Sheini yachol isboinim b'baruch. He has no time to even think what the words mean. Yan sho'at alochetz le'omer. He doesn't have patience. So he's going to think about Baruch. The Atah is already coming out of his mouth. He doesn't have the patience. The Atah is pushing itself to be said. If a person's not able to be patient and to have Menuchas HaNefesh when he davens, so then Tefillah is going to remain very removed from him. That's number one. So number one is there has to be a Menuchas HaNefesh. There has to be a Menuchas HaNefesh. We find Chazal tell us, a person should stand up to daven. You just learned something that's definite. Don't start davening when you were just in the middle of a sugya that has 14 stadim to it and 3 kashas and terutzim and rayas, because your mind is not settled. You're not in a settled place. It's even in learning. Forget about it in Olam Hazeh. Person has to be settled, the Menuchas HaNefesh. That's really the concept of the Chasidim HaRishayim HaYishayim Shachas Livnei Tfilosan. We talked about this a different time. They waited for an hour. What they were doing? What were they doing? They're putting themselves in the proper frame of mind. Now they call like meditating is like your mindfulness is like the new in thing to be. You have to get yourself your whole it's you have to the whole concept is that. You get your whole body, your whole being is concentrating on one thing, not just your mind. Your mind's concentrating; it's not the rest of you. You're not b'menucha. Your body's going different places. You have to get yourself in a place of peace, so to speak. I hate to use that type of word, but that a person has this. There's nothing else going on in his entire atzmias except what they're thinking about. That's this concept of mindfulness and meditation that people do, and that's what Chasidim Arishayim. The same idea to put themselves in the proper frame of mind. They were shayin shah achas lifnei tefilasan to be able to enter this world of tefillah. So tefillah needs menuchas hanefesh. It means stopping. There was a shtickle before. I don't think we did it. Well, we'll see it. Let's turn back for a second before we go weiter. Turn back to page Ayin Ches, which is Vav/Zayin. And when we did this the first time around, and I don't remember which shira was, we did Vav/Vav, which was the Rambam about being Shaya Shoachas. And here again, Revolvi, you see, has many shtiklach over here. So on page Ayin Ches, he just says, Hashaya lifnei atfila daka achas mamish. A person who stops before davening, waits 1 minute, v'yoyishiv b'sheket al mekaymai, and he just sits quietly on his place. Merukais be'atzmai, he is just inside. What's merukas means? Like calm, no? Anyone? Merukas? Yeah? Lashon of calm? No? Be'atzmai.
What's the
shayrish? I don't know. Rock. Okay, but this is really what he's saying. You're getting in touch with yourself, you know? I ain't to get words. Yeah, I know when he wrote it, Revolve was already gone for a while, right? So a person has to be merukas be'atzmai. I gotta just saw, where did I see? I saw today somewhere in a sefer, the Revolve, Zichrayna Livracha, was very much into people taking, but used to say to Bachram in the light, go take a walk in like a very quiet, serene place and just get into yourself and just do some thinking. And he said the Bachram and the Mal used to come back very quickly. And they said, we were afraid, it was too dark out there, something like that. He says, you know what you were really afraid of? You're really afraid of thinking about yourself. You're really thinking for a moment and getting in touch with yourself. And that's really what he's saying, the same idea over here. First, a person has to just sit for a moment quietly. Merukas ba'atzmai uvitzvilu sha'ayim l'ispala. What am I doing now? Yira niflois, he says, if a person will do that, he'll see wonders. Echdaka zu alula lashpia kol tfilosi. That 1 minute could change his entire tfilah. Anachnu redufim ma'oid miketzef achayim hamadarnim. Imagine what he would say today. He says, we're very chaste and brushed from our modern lifestyle. Shakol tzarech l'asis b'mehiras. Everything has to be done quickly. Now it's even in his world, you know what I mean? Can you imagine what it would be now? Ba'oichel, eating, v'sichas reyem, anu marich l'madai. He said, I'm sorry, the other way. Ba'oichel, v'sichas reyem, anu marich l'madai. When it comes to eating, and it comes to having fun with our friends, that's a chosh of a thing for us. But when it comes to davening, everyone's pressured. Everyone's in a rush. It's very hard for us to get accustomed to davening a calm tefillah. Every moment, get out of davening a moment earlier, is the gewalde gezach. It's mamish the biggest simcha, right? As they say, tell a guy can't verstay what it means, the pleasure of not saying a tachanan. You know, some certain hanois that you can't say. L'chein afilu daka zu shal shia lifnei atfila oilolonu b'mamitzu mevavok. So he says, if you're going to try for this minute before davening, don't think it's easy. Every moment, a person, another minute, to get out of there a minute quicker. So to stop for a minute before davening, it's going to be very hard. Ach ein levater, Allah says, but don't be mevater on it. Don't give it up. That 1 minute could change your davening. And that's what he's saying. If we turn back to Pei Vav, it's the same idea. It has to be a menuchas hanefesh. The menuchas hanefesh has to come from the person of being shoya. Now he continues and he says, then you have another issue. Then you have someone sometimes who is embarrassed. He's afraid that people are going to make fun if he makes a long davening. You know, if you have to daven slowly with menuchas hanefesh, it goes a lot longer than people who are rushed. And people sometimes are afraid that people are going to look at them and laugh at them. If you're still worried about that, tefillah tishar mimanu v'hala. Again, you know, it's not going to happen. You have to be comfortable with where you are. Ein ulai mina hechrach laharich. Then he says, it's interesting he says it, ein ulai, perhaps, you don't have to have a long davening. Ach ein gam lemar b'glag chaver v'chadayma. But to be rushed because you're going to be made fun of, that for sure you shouldn't do. He says this Yisoid v'sharish havoida gives us a geder. Loi loimar b'tzvilo yoyser mishalosh milim b'vasachas. Shouldn't say by davening more than 3 words at a time without stopping for a moment to think. So that's, you know, that, I don't know, my davening will take a lot longer. You guys will be stuck here waiting for me, you know what I mean? But if someone's going to try this, I would try this in one bracha. I would try all of them. It's not an all or nothing type of thing. Try it in one bracha. If you're going to try this idea, pick one bracha that talks to you and see 3 words at a time with a stop, think about them, and go weiter. Now, Chavetz Chaim, there's a Chavetz Chaim in, I said it once here years ago, and who said, Rabbi Danner said in Shemeshah, he said it with this Chavetz Chaim. Right, so I said this Chavetz Chaim in a drasha years ago. Chavetz Chaim says, think for a moment before what the bracha is about, and then rush through it.
And I did it one time at Shabbos.
Yeah.
And you finished my nesha way ahead of me. I said, this isn't
going to
work.
So, Chavetz Chaim says, if you want to, what does it mean to have kavana b'tefillah? They think for a moment before the bracha, what the bracha is going to be about. Then he says, zip through the bracha, he says. So you say, he's saying a different eitzah. A person has to find what works for them, for their kavana. Revolba says, if a person is a zoiche, that he should be able to take out menuchas hanefesh, whatever avenue he chooses, he'll have siyata d'shmaya, that the tefillah will open up in front of him. So these are the pieces over here today in the inyanim of tefillah, and we will stop here, and Bezus Hashem, we will continue next time. I think next time, we'll be finishing. the inyan of tefillah. I think there's still time for one more shir, but we'll see. Bez Hashem.